KFC Radio Wednesday Quickie. Today we're addressing my hero, this dude who's pursuing his dreams of being a professional gamer, dumped his girlfriend to focus on Call of Duty. That's just commitment to the game, bro.
Okay, thank God. Actually, I'm a little mad that you're going that way because I wanted to fight with it. But no, I'm totally.
I mean, yeah, listen, esports is like real sports, and there are an elite crew in this world, an elite crop of people that can achieve their dreams, can earn all sorts of money, and can live a life that some people only dream of. And you know what stops you from doing that? Women, girls, lack of focus, bitching and fighting and nagging and not, you know, pursuing your potential. That's what happens when you date. And listen, maybe you don't want to hear that. That's facts. Those are stone cold facts.
No one gets, I feel like this guy's been getting roasted on the internet. Like, why the fuck? Because she's like the world's hottest weather girl or whatever she is, right?
And she's sexy, yeah.
The people have been kind of crushing the guy. He's going to clean up at E3, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Absolutely. We saw some of those gamer chicks. They were sexy as shit. They're going to like worship the ground he walks on because he's a gaming superstar.
But people do get. I guess it kind of depends. Athletes are weird with it, where athletes are either praised for breaking up with their girlfriend or they're shamed. Like, Blake Bortles got shamed hard. Remember that? Like, everyone thought he was the dumbest guy in the world, because I forget his
and,
girlfriend's name.
And Russell Wilson was not. It was that, like, shame. It was like they thought he was, like, a bad guy almost. It was like he had been married, he dumped her, went on. Mm. He got a girlfriend immediately afterwards. But, I mean, listen, that's the unfortunate reality of the situation sometimes. You see these guys, they're on the precipice of blowing up. They've got a high school sweetheart or whatever it is, and you're about to go embark on a fucking whole new life. And I'm going to go with a whole new girl.
But would you do it?
Well, here's my thing. When I was a young man, John, I was in eighth grade. I was playing modified basketball. Remember that? I don't even know if it was like a normal thing, but for whatever reason in our school, you played five quarters. And it was like there was an A team and a B team. Remember that?
What in the world are you talking about?
Yeah, so like I lived in the Bronx, and then we moved to Westchester. So I played on like a regular-ass basketball team in the Bronx. And then in my school, in eighth grade, we played modified basketball. And it was like one of those like participation type of award type of leagues. It was like there was an A team that was all the good kids, and a B team was kind of the scrubs, and you could only play in certain quarters, whatever. The point being, I was fucking sick with it, bro. I was putting up like 20 and 10 in eighth grade. I was a monster. I get to high school, and I was a freshman, and I was the only like locked-in starter. It was the freshman and sophomore team, and I was starting over sophomores. And the rest of the starting five was up in the air. Our coach was like, it's wide open. You can earn it. Young, old, there's nothing here. Everybody is on the same page, but Clancy's a starter. I was always a starter. And so I had a bright future ahead of me for high school basketball, John. And then I discovered a little something called pussy. And I got myself a girlfriend who was very into sex and very good at it. And we started hanging. It was like my first like real girlfriend. I was like hanging out, and we were like, I was late to practice. I wasn't playing like I used to. I wasn't focused on it. And, you know, my high school career went down the drain, John.
So if you could go back, you would change that?
Oh, yeah.
The only thing,
I'm like joking, but I'm like not. It was definitely like, I definitely was not like focused on playing basketball the way I was. I was certainly happy to be smashing cheeks instead. But that just is a bigger analogy here where,
the only thing I've ever like been good at, could have gone pro at, being a friend.
You're a great friend.
Right? No, and like I say that because the one thing I gave up girlfriends for was like a buddy. Mm-hmm. It was like, I remember we were in fifth grade, and he was having a party at his house, not a drinking party. It was, you know, fifth grade.
Playing like jumping on like bounce castles and shit.
Get together. There were like 10 of us. Like, we were like slow dancing in his living room and shit like that. it was weird, but it was fun.
Well, that is a little weird, bro. I don't know if I was slow dancing in fifth grade, but continue.
I was for sure.
In someone's living room?
Yep. With like a bunch of people. Like, they were probably like 15 people,
like
20
a DJ?
People, whatever it is. Nope, just had like a CD player gone.
And you guys would slow dance. You'd pair off with girls and slow dance.
Yeah.
And weird.
I remember he got dumped at the party.
Oh, wow. What a bitch.
And I was immediately like, hey, guess what, V?
We're dumped.
Yeah. We broke up. And she had her friends come over to ask me. They said, why did you dump her? I said, she was being a bitch. Don't know why she wasn't. I was being an idiot.
No, you just wanted to ride
but,
for your guy.
But that was, I gave up. I gave up the girl. And granted, it was a fifth grade love, so we got back together 6 more times.
Of course. You guys do anal?
No, we never didn't lose our virginity to my fifth grade girlfriend. But it was that was when I said, you know what?
Because you can't do it all. You can't be a great friend and be a great boyfriend. You can't play basketball. You can't be a great basketball player and have a pretty slutty girlfriend who likes to fuck a lot. You can't do it all. You can't be a Call of Duty superstar while keeping your girl happy.
That's not to blame women.
No, because it goes both ways.
It's just impossible.
If you're a female who's trying to do, you know, the same things, you want to play basketball, play video games, or do some girly shit, and you want to excel at it, you got to be single and you got to be selfish. I mean, I'm joking, but I'm really not. Like, if you want to excel at whatever it is you do, you have to be selfish about it. I mean, there are definitely times where I know that I didn't travel as much for Barstool. I didn't work at night. I didn't work weekends. There were times where I was like, I mean, how many times has Brendan been like, yo, hop on Periscope after a Mets game? Why don't we do like a late night show? And I was always like, yeah, maybe. But in my head, I always knew, like, I got a family. I got a wife. That's the time I spend with them. You can't do it all.
And that's a fair thing. That's fair thing to say. Yeah. I have people I love, and that's what I need to care for.
Yeah, I mean, and there are definitely times where I'm like, it's aggravating. It's like, I wish I could be doing this. Mm-hmm. But then there are times where I'm like, I want to be hanging out with my family right now. I don't want to do Barstool. You make a decision. You only have so many hours in a day, only so much time to commit and so much effort to commit to certain things. And it's like, that's like a second job where it's like, I'm going to focus on Shay right now. And
it's kind of the whole thing as... like women have had to deal with mostly where mm-hmm. you can't have children and a career. I think we're working towards getting past that. Mm-hmm. But it's still, I saw someone going viral the other day arguing, and it was the response kind of, it was the quote tweet that went viral.
Yeah.
And it was someone saying like, the facts are that you can't be a good mother and have a career. That's fake. That's false. Obviously. Yeah. That's you
very incorrect.
Can. Yeah. You can be a good father and have a career. You can be a good mother and have a career. That's a fucking fact. But I do think if you want to fucking, whether you be a father or a mother, if you want to fucking crush it,
you got to focus on one.
Yeah.
I talk about it on Podfathers a lot.
Although, you know what? I'm kind of coming back on that because my dad's awesome as a dad and he's like a great worker too.
You can find the balance where it's great, but like if you want to do something 100%. So, like, fatherhood, you know, you can do really, really good, and it's okay that he missed, you know, a game here or there or whatever.
He missed him. That was always crazy.
Well, then you know what? He probably missed a couple meetings at work, and he does good at work.
Although, but
if you wanted to be – the point is if you want to do 100%, if you want to be the best at something – and you have to dedicate like all your time to it.
I think that maybe is different now.
You don't have to dedicate all of it. I'm saying that like you probably can't excel enough at something else. Like, cause it's almost like to be great at sports, you do sometimes need like an outlet. Sometimes you need to unplug and get away. And you spend that time with a girl and she makes you happy and that's how you get, you know, like kind of relax, fine. But the problem is if that girl is like, wants more than you can give.
Yeah.
So if you find the perfect girl and the perfect guy or the perfect job or whatever that accommodates, all good. But most people can't find that.
So you find yourself
being torn in different directions. I mean, it's weird.
I think it's different now, which is weird because I just said it's getting better for women now. But I think it's different now because now almost every job is a 24/7 job.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, your job was just your fucking job.
Yeah, when you leave, you leave. Yeah.
Maybe you had to go to a dinner here and there. Mm-hmm. Maybe you had a conference here and there. But nowadays, I know ours is. It was like the first thing we were told by Dave. Yeah. It's a 24/7, 365 job.
Right.
And I don't think we're in the minority with that.
No, I mean, everybody's got a smartphone. Everyone's got email. You're always connected. You're always
tethered. The first thing you do when you roll over in bed is you check your email.
Right.
See what
last thing at night. You know, it's for sure. But it really is just about, you know, you can do both. But if you're being honest with yourself, that's what it really comes down to. It's like, I know that I could have done so much more Mets coverage over the last 10 years. I could have been the like preeminent Mets blogger. I would have covered every fucking game. But I wanted to have a social life and a romantic life and a family life outside of it. And so you make...
I mean, you cover the Mets a lot.
I do, but that's what I mean. Like, but to be... you know, like the seven line or something that I was like, you know, you're synonymous with Mets. And it's not to say you don't even necessarily say it's a sacrifice. You just make a decision. I'm going to allot my time here or there. But, you know, you could play that many more Call of Duty games if your girl's not like, no, we have to go to dinner. We have to go here. We have to do that.
And Spend Call of Duty, and that shit is, from what I understand, extraordinarily time consuming.
Yeah.
Like Asian men die playing video games. Video games, war video
Asian
games
men also
are,
die like masturbating, and women, you know, they do both. The Asians go hard in all of it.
They're actual wars you're going to. You might not make it out alive. So to put that kind of effort in, yeah, you can't. Like, people are making fun of them because there still is the stigma that, dude, this is the hottest girl you're ever going to get. That shit ain't real anymore.
No, probably
this
not,
dude's
bro.
This going to be fucking fine.
And you know what? I mean, the classic adage, it's one of the most cliche, you know, statements ever, but it's so true. It's like, show me a hot girl and I'll show you a guy who's tired of fucking her. It's like, I'm sure she's the hottest weather woman in the world.
Show me a hot guy, I'll show you a girl who's tired of talking to him.
Yeah, right. I mean, it always goes both ways. But, you know, if you want to, it's funny and stigma and taboo because it's video games. But if anybody is ever like about to start a career and you're like, I got to focus on that. I don't have time for a relationship. I think that's a totally valid thing.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%.
Try to balance it if you want to, but if you want to, and it's not even necessarily about hours in a day and all that shit. It's like the mentality of it. Like I would feel guilty had I been working literally around the clock, like constantly blogging or at the office or traveling and away all the time. I would feel guilty about who I was leaving at home, and that like starts to weigh on you. That fucks with how you perform. It's just like you want to just have the peace of mind to just focus on one thing and know that you're not hurting anybody or fucking with anybody. That's totally valid.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So play your video games, attack your career, girls, guys, goes both ways, whatever, and just be honest with yourself about what you want to, like what you want to attain. Do you want like well balanced? You want to crush one thing?
You want to be ninja? Because I'll tell you what, I haven't heard of this fucking guy. Well, also, ninja's married too, so it kind of comes back.
Yeah, but you know what? I would imagine that ninja's girl is, you know, she's like his manager. Like that's like, you know, he combined the two almost, so there's enough time to do both.
Which is also
not a good idea.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, so we can talk about that next quickie. Ninja, are you crazy, bro? Yeah, mixing business with pleasure. It's like a shortcut to try to avoid what we're talking about. But it can get messy, too. We'll catch you guys tomorrow for a full episode. Dan Soder on tomorrow with us and a new crop of voicemails.
Dan Soder, offensively funny.
Annoyingly funny. It's like, all right, we get it. You're so much funnier than us. See you tomorrow.